Hello.
Hi. Okay. So you got that call, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Test, test, 1, 2, 1, 2. So that's calling from, I'm logged into the tenant. So it's like a, you know, internal call, direct agent call. So that worked. I'm going to try again shortly. And let me see. Let me try something. So if I call your regular number,
mm-hmm.
Did the callers ever hear like fast busy or anything like that? Let's try again. Let me try 1-858-779. Okay, sure. Not let's see if you happen to get notification. Do you usually have call waiting type of enabled? Let's see.
No, I think it goes straight to voicemail if I'm on the line with someone else. Chad, does it go straight to voicemail? If we're on the line with someone else?
I hear ringing.
Well, it's definitely not ringing for me, so I'm not sure.
Okay. 858-779.
It doesn't. It just goes straight to go straight to voicemail. You can transfer lines. Mine doesn't ring. He's calling me right now. I'm not seeing a second ring. Oh, but how would you see it? Like, does it show you on Bria? It like shows you here. Oh, okay. So for everyone else, apparently, when that happens, they can see, like, it'll pop up and say, like, a new phone interaction, and you can, you know, go back, go to the tab and either accept it or do the new call, but it didn't come up for me.
Okay, let me try one more time. Let's see.
So I like it, but if I'm on Agent Desktop, I can see that there's another one that's incoming.
Right now, it shows another call incoming.
I think so.
Yeah, because I'm calling from a different phone. So,
but not on my Bria, and it would like if I wasn't like obviously I'm not on my Agent Desktop tab all the time. So since I'm not on there all the time, I wouldn't be able to see it.
Okay. All right, let me see. So you sent over, what we've got here, two transactions. You didn't come through. And then direct access, contact number. Okay. Those look like probably my calls, 1012. Yep, okay, that's good to have. And so what would you describe? So that's one of the main issues where you're not even receiving the calls. But, you know, caller has to call several times, and then there was the issue where in your system where you click the dial is not working or something, right? That's
so no, it works, but it's the same thing. It's the same exact issue, but like in reverse. So when I try and call a lead, the number comes up. And so I press, like, you know, the call button, and then the same thing. It'll wait, you know, anywhere from, like, 3 to 20 seconds where it looks like nothing's happening on my screen. I can't see anything. I can't answer. There's no ring. I can't hear anything. And then instead of the call ever going through and actually making that call or completing that call, it just drops on me. Or not drops, but it just, like, fails to connect. And there's has that, like, the dunk sound. And then that doesn't work. But then when I call out the second time, so that same lead, that same number, then it works. So it takes me, and sometimes it's even dropped twice and taking me the third attempt to make that call. And if I wait, like if I call and it like does that drop or like that disconnect issue where it's not connecting, and then I wait, like if I wait like, you know, 30 seconds or a minute, if I don't do it immediately, sometimes it happens again right away.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Eight five eight seven seven 0942. Okay. Destination number. And when did the issue begin, or ever? When did you first notice it?
Since August 8th.
August 8th.
Which is the day that I started.
Okay.
so since I've had this phone.
Okay. So it sounds like it probably happens about 75% of the call. So, and then just to confirm, all your customers, clients are calling 858-779-0942.
Yeah, but that, and like I said earlier, when I called the help desk, it said this number is not even an 8x8 number. So I don't know why that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm calling DID 58. So you hear a beep and Bria indicating a drop call or something, indicating a call came through that you missed or something?
Yeah, like indicating, it's just like a, it's like the same sound, like when you like hang up the phone or whatever that sound is, it's like a d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d- that sound, I know, A, when I hear that sound and I'm not on the line, then I know someone attempted to call me and it went to my uh-huh. voicemail. Then I have to just hope that they sent me a voicemail or ask my manager to get the number. But then when I'm making the call, right now it's just like second nature to me to always expect that first call not to go through. Sometimes it will go through. Sometimes uh-huh. it will take, I'll think it's about to drop. And it'll take like 10 to 15 seconds, and then it will go through, and I can press answer. But more often than not, that doesn't happen. It's like something weird with like trying to connect. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. This is 0942.
So I guess like drop is the wrong word. Maybe like the number's not connecting or the call's not. I don't really even know how to describe it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but you can kind of see what I'm dealing with now. Does it make more sense to you now?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Add the file. I think it was called 8x8 NDT log. There it is. Bank of Cardiff Bria output log. Okay. And let's see. So I said calling your direct channel number 858-779-0942. About 3 out of 4 calls will get routed directly to your voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't
pop up and show me that I'm having another incoming call. Although with mm-hmm. other people, it will show them. So sometimes people like, you know, if that call's more important, they'll take that call versus, you know, like, or they'll, you know, hurry up and, like, leave a voicemail or something and then take that call. But I don't even have the option to take the call because it's not popping up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we know it's happening, callers from cell phones or landlines. Do you know if most of your callers calling cell phone or something? Or?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, let me, so I'm going to say it happens probably around 75% if it's 3 out of 4 calls. Got the transactions. Inbound call from Q, inbound call direct Asian routing. So the caller is not necessarily pressing your extension 942. See, that is enabled in the IVR.
What's my extension?
Well, it says your direct agent access number is 942. I think that would be if they're calling some, if your customers are calling one of your general channel phone numbers, and then they know your extension or something, or the or the caller is prompted for your extension, they could put 942. But you said most of your callers are calling 858-779-0942.
Yeah, they're calling my direct. That's all I usually give them.
Okay, so let me see. I'll go ahead and submit this. Where's that? Here we are.
I know that process very well.
There we go. Okay. So, I just submitted the description of the issue and the BRIA log and those transaction IDs to our virtual contact center operations.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it a higher priority, so hopefully they'll respond by this afternoon.
Can you let them know that when they call me, if they try and call me, they're going to have to try and call me multiple times in a row, because I'm not going to get that first one.
Okay. And they're going to just they're going to respond to me directly, because they don't usually call. Yeah, they don't usually do calls directly to customers. So they'll respond to me with information, or they'll request additional information. I'm kind of, you know, I'll be like the liaison between them, and I'll let you know if they need more information or something.
Okay, perfect.
Or if they suggest, like, reinstalling BRIA and things like that.
Okay. Okay.
And so hopefully I have an update this afternoon, if not this morning. Okay, well, thank you, Olivia, for additional information.
No problem. Thanks for looking into this.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Hopefully we get to the root cause and fix it soon.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.